It's good to be with you today.
与你们在一起, 真是很开心。
If you have your study guide from last time, you can bring that out. Most of you probably don't have that.
如果你有上次我们发的讲义的话, 那就请你们可以看一下。
But that's okay.
当然很多,你们可能很多人都没有了。
Turning your Bibles to Romans chapter 6.
让我们把圣经都翻到罗马书第六章。
The book of Romans is a systematic treatment of theology.
罗马书是一本很系统的神学的教导。
Have you ever taken a course in theology? Anyone?
你们有没有学过神学?
Excellent. I didn't expect any hands but Elijah and mine. So, it's good.
我并没有期待有,但是李牧师和我是学过神学。
The book of Romans, the first three chapters talk about sin.
罗马书前三章是讲论的罪。
Chapter 1, the very immoral are lost.
在第一章的里面是讲的immoral,是不道德的就会丧失。
In chapter 2, the very moral are lost.
第二章里面是讲道德好的也会丧失。
In chapter 3, all are lost.
第三章,
Chapters 4 and 5 talk about justification.
第四,第五章讲的是称义。
God declaring us righteous in Christ.
神看我们在基督里是称义的。
Chapters 6 through 8 are about progressive sanctification.
第六至第八章是一个逐渐的成圣。
Chapters 9 through 11 about God's choosing us for salvation.
第九到第十章之间,是讲神怎么样拣选我们。
And then chapters 12 to 16 are applying or application of that truth.
第十二到十六章之间,讲论的就是我们如何来应用。
Are you saved?
你获救了吗?
Have you been born again?
你重生了吗?
Have you trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
你有没有相信神是你生命生活之中的主吗?
Not everyone who attends church is saved.
并不是所有人来教会的都是得救的。
Are you?
你呢?
If you have any questions about that,
如果你对那个有疑问,
I'd be happy to talk to you.
我会非常开心地和你讨论。
Elijah would be happy to talk to you.
李牧师也会非常高兴地讨论。
Mason would be happy to talk to you.
Mason也会很高兴地跟你讨论。
I bet Don would be happy to talk to you.
杨楠也会。
James. There are several here that could talk to you.
在这里有一些都很会愿意来与你讨论。
We pick it up in chapter 6.
我们从第六章这里开始。
And last time we were together, we talked about this.
在上次我们在一起的时候稍微讲过一点。
Justification and sanctification are not separate stages in salvation. Rather, they're different aspects of the unbroken continuum of God's divine work of redemption in a believer's life.
称义或者成圣,它是不可分开的不同的阶段,但它而是不可,不是分开的不同阶段,而是不可分割的,它是一个连续体。
This is a quotation from John MacArthur.
这是一个John MacArthur的,他的曾经说过的一句话。
I think I talked to you last time about grace to you.
在上次我相信我讲过,对你的恩典。
Grace to You is the name of John MacArthur's ministry.
这是John MacArthur他的那个宣教机构叫做给你的恩典。
you can get the Grace to You app on your phone.
在你的手机上面你也可以有这个应用程序。
For free.
是免费的。
Here are all kinds of great messages and sermons.
那上面有非常好的信息和讲道。
Thank you for giving this to me. Remote. That is helpful.
谢谢给我这个遥控器。
Does it have a pointer on
it? Yeah, I think it might be. Is it the top one?
Mm-hmm. Right there? Oh, that one? All right. I love it. Okay. We talked about this. Our path, our salvation is past.
我们讲过这个，我们的救赎是过去式。
There is a point in time where you have trusted in Christ as your Lord and Savior.
在时间上有一点，你相信神是你生命之中的主。
When was that for you?
对你来说，这是什么时候
？How old were you?
那时候你几岁
？For me, I was about age 11.
对我来说，我差不多是我十一岁的时候。
I would sit on the front row of church.
我喜欢坐在教会的第一排。
Our piano was on this side.
我们的钢琴是在我们这里右手边。
And my mom played the piano.
我妈妈是竖琴。
She still plays the piano.
她现在也竖琴。
She is 79.
她今年应该是79岁。人就服侍主。
So we would sit up here, his mom was playing over here.
我们会坐在第一排，我妈妈坐在这里执琴。
So she didn't have far to walk.
那她离我们都不远，很近的一段距离。
I would sit where Donna is.
我基本上就坐在杨楠这个位置。
My dad is here.
我父亲会坐在旁边。
Mom is here.
妈妈在旁边。
And a lot of the time I was doing this.
很多时候我基本上就是在那里摇摆，因为我睡着
了。
但是有一个晚上，那个讲道的牧师，他好像就是在对我在宣道讲道。他这个牧师他自己不知道，但是我自己内心知道。因为圣灵通过神的话在那天就向我讲话。那天那位牧师讲的一段话完全把我的思想给抓住了。他讲到基督为了我们的罪而死。
And I had been wondering why Christ died.
我一直想疑问基督为什么会死。
And it made sense to me.
对我来说就全明白了。
Because the Holy Spirit made it make sense to me.
因为那是圣灵起的作用使我能够明白。
I did not talk to anyone.
我没有和任何一个人说过这件事情。
Not to the pastor.
没有和那位牧师说过。
Not to my parents.
没有和我的父母。
We went home.And I talked to the Lord.
我们回家以后，我自己和我和我们的救主讲话。
And I remember lying in my bed.
我完全记得我在床上躺着。
And praying.
祷告。
And asking God to save me.
我祈求神啊，你来救我。
Because of His Son's sacrifice.
因为你的儿子已经在十字架上为我们死。
I was saved.
我得救了。
I thought differently after that.
因为我的想法也完全改变了。
I can remember elementary school.
我完全可以记得在我小学里面。
Getting in trouble.
我小学的时候我一直在制造麻烦。
And being convicted about it.
并且我还被批评。
And thinking, I'm a Christian, I shouldn't be doing this.
我往往在想我是一个基督徒我不应该这样做。
Christians are convicted by the Holy Spirit.
基督徒我们会 受到圣灵的拯救。
Our salvation is past.
我们的救赎是在过去，是个过去式。
Our salvation is also present.
我们的救赎也同样也是个正在的进行时。
This is known as sanctification.
这也就是所谓的成圣。
You could say that we're being saved.
你可以说我们正在不停地被救赎，从我们的罪当中。
There's also a future aspect to salvation.
对对，救赎来说也有个未来时。
Turn over to 1 John chapter 3.
让我们一起来翻到 1 John. OK. 一起翻到约翰一书第三章。
1 John chapter 3 and verse 2.
第三章第二节。
I should probably look that up myself. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必像他，因为必得见他的真体。
We shall be like him.
我们会必像他。
We'll be perfect.
我们会完全。
I'll never sin again.
我们不会再犯罪。我很厌恶我自己的罪。我在神里面失败又一次又一次。你能明白我的意思吗？在罗马书第六章里面，它里面说到我们在自己的罪里面成长。
Longing for that day.
我们期盼着那天的日子。
It's coming in the future.
那一天是个将来就会来的事。
But for now, we struggle and fight against sin.
但是现在我们往往会在挣扎，在罪里面有所挣扎。
Last time we talked about this truth that a death has occurred.
上次我们谈论到这里的真理，就是讲到一个死亡它会产生。
Romans chapter 6.
第六章，罗马书第六章。
Back to our text.
好，让我们回到这个经文里面来。
Verse 3 says, or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
第三节这里讲到，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
This is referring to believers who have died to sin.
这里是指我们这些信徒，我们在罪里已经死了。
You know, it's an interesting thing to think about this truth.
我们来想一想这里的真理，我们会发现很有意思。
When you were saved, what happened?
当你得救的时候，什么发生了？
The Bible says we were dead in our trespasses and sins.
在圣经里面讲到，我们在得救时，我们在罪里就应该死。
Can a dead person do anything?
一个死去的人可以做任何事吗？
Then how did you believe?
那你怎么能相信呢？
Did you ever think about that?
你有没有这样思考过？
It takes an act of God to allow you to believe.
是因为神的作为，他使你能够相信。
This is known as the order of salvation.
这也就是我们所谓的得救的顺序。
the more I study it, the more I study it, the more I believe we have to be regenerated before we believe.
我读了更多，我研究神学越多，我越相信，我们要得救之前，我们自己先要有重生。
Regeneration is the giving of divine life to a dead soul.
这里的重生就是说，我们要把生命注入到一个死去的身体，死去的divine life to a dead soul.
I don't completely understand that.
我并不完全的能够明白。
But it's something God does.
但是神他知道。
And when that happens, He makes a dead soul alive.
当那个发生的时候，他就是一个已经死亡的灵魂能够再次重生。
Have you ever saved someone from drowning?
你有没有救赎那些淹水的人?
Have you ever saved someone? Or excuse me, have you ever been saved from drowning?
或者你自己淹水了，有没有得到救赎过？
I don't see any hands for that.
好像没有看到有人举手。
My oldest daughter is now 24 years old.
我的长女现在是21岁。
Her name is Stephanie. She's attended here before.
她叫 Stephanie. 她以前也来过这教会。
I need to bring her here to sing sometime.
我想我应该要带她来唱诗有时候。
She's attending graduate school at the University of Illinois.
她是在伊利诺伊大学读书。
And she's studying voice performance and music literature.
她的主修的是音乐和乐理知识。
There's a number of students from here at the University of Illinois, is there not?
你们教会是不是也有一些在伊利诺伊大学的?
When she was two, we went swimming.
当她在2岁的时候，我们有一次去游泳。 在他的手上有两个浮圈。 那他就可以浮在水面上。 我们是住在一个有游泳池的酒店里。 我鼓励他跳到泳池里面去。 他手臂上是带着那个浮圈。 他就这么做了。但他跳下去的时候，他把两个手举高了。两个浮圈就全部滑掉了。他就这么进入水里。我很惊吓，然后我也跳到水里去。
当我抓住他的时候，他也紧紧地抓住我，我把他救起来了。我们得救的时候，我们抓不住，因为我们那时候已经死了。
但是当神给我们生命的时候，那时候我们才能抓住他。Once
we're saved, we go from being dead spiritually to alive spiritually.
我们死的时候，我们的灵是死的。当我们复活的时候，当灵复活，使我们在生命再复活。We're
made alive.
我们被复活了。
But also at the same time, we also die.
但是在同一个时间，我们还是又死了。To
sin.
是在罪里面死。We
become spiritually alive and we die to sin.
我们在灵里面复活，我们在灵里面活，在罪里面死。
We talked about this last time.
这个我们上次也讲过一些。
Works done by unregenerate men, although for the matter of them, they may be things which God commands and of good use both to themselves and others. Yet, because they proceed not from an heart purified by faith, nor are done in a right manner, according to the word of God, nor to a right end, the glory of God, they are therefore sinful and cannot please God or make a man meet to receive grace from God, and yet their neglect of them is more sinful and displeasing unto God. I don't know if that's up there or not, this statement.
Oh, what's the next thing? Okay. 没有重生人的工作，虽然对于他们来说，他们可能是神所命令的，对于他们自己或者其他人可能有益。然而因为这并不是出于他们洁净的心，也不是出于一种好的行为，也不是出于一种根据神的话来的好的行为，所以在最终的时候他的神也不是出于神的荣耀，因此他们是有罪的，他们是不能取悦于神的。
Basically, there's nothing an unbeliever can do to please God.
所以说基本上对于非信徒来讲，他们所做的任何一切都不能取悦于神。
The identity of the cause of the death is the union with Christ's crucifixion.
The identity of...
This is page 4.
Oh, I didn't have page 4.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Right here.
那么我们的身份的原因就是我们在基督的受死里面与他联合。
The doctrine of our union with Christ is a wonderful doctrine.
在基督里与他联合是一个非常是个非常好的一个教理。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 3, Paul speaks of baptism.
第六章第三节这里保罗也就谈到了受洗。
He says, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death.
他说到所以我们借着洗礼就归入死和他一同埋葬。
And as we talked about last time,Paul is simply using the physical analogy of water baptism to keep the spiritual reality of the believer's union with Christ.
上一次我们谈到过，保罗在这里说的就是用水来使我们受洗，让我们能够在洗礼里面与耶稣能够联合。
Water baptism is the outward identification of an inward reality, faith in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
在水里受水的洗礼，那就是一种象征，就象征着我们在水里就如同像基督一样死去，在那里面再复活与他联合。
Paul was not advocating salvation by water baptism.
保罗并不是夸张到，并不是在夸大这个水用水的洗礼的作用。
That would have contradicted everything he had just said about salvation by grace and not works.In Romans 3-5, it says no mention of water baptism.
不然的话，他就是与他前面讲到的，他在罪里面死，受洗归入耶稣有相冲突。
Are you ignorant of the meaning of your own baptism? He was saying to them.
他是在问他们，你明不明白那这个受洗的象征的意义是什么？
Have you forgotten what your baptism symbolized?
你们记得受洗的象征的意义吗？
They were unaware that water baptism symbolizes the spiritual reality of being immersed into Jesus Christ.
他们那时候他们忘记了，在水里受洗礼就象征着他和耶稣一样浸在水里。
Because of the believer's union with Christ's death to sin, believers no longer have to sin and are morally obligated to not continue in it.
所以说因此呢那信徒是因着基督向着罪死而与他在里面联合，所以说我们不再是必须犯罪。从
There are all kinds of excuses that we can make about our sin.
我们对于我们自己的罪往往会有许多的借口。
I had to sin.
好，有人说我不得不犯罪。
That's not true.
那个不是真的。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
好，在基督的里面，我可以做任何事，我可以得力的。
So that I had to sin? No, I didn't have to.
我是不是必须要犯罪呢？不是的。
I have an addiction.
我有瘾。
Now, addiction can be quite real.
上瘾瘾是非常真实的一件事情。
But that's no excuse to sin.
但这也不是我们可以犯罪的借口。
I had no other choice but to blow up in anger.
我没有其他选择，我只能这样生气发怒。
Some people are like volcanoes.
有些人就像是火山爆发一样。
Can you be that way?
你会不会就是像这样呢？
Do you have an anger problem?
你有没有发怒的脾气？
Some people clam up and get really quiet.
有些人往往把自己给包裹起来，非常安静。
In English, we call that giving someone the silent treatment.
在英语里面往往说我们是给另外我们给对方一个冷处理方法。
We also call it giving the cold shoulder.
我给他们一个冷的肩膀。
Whether you blow up or clam up, it's sin.
无论你是发怒还是自己包裹起来，这些都是罪。
So there's three truths that we're looking at from this text that we have to know.
所以说，从这些经文里面，我们有三个真理我们必须知道。
Paul's telling us he wants us to know something.
因为保罗在这里就是要教导我们，我们必须要知道这些。
The first thing is you need to know a death has occurred.
保罗首先要我们知道的是。罪已经发生了death, 死亡已经产生了。
A death to sin.
在罪里的死。
You don't have to sin.
你不需要再去犯罪。
You don't.
你不需要。
Now you will.
但是你会。
In some way, shape, or form.
可能以某些形式你会。
Until you die or Jesus comes again.
直到你死掉了，或者是耶稣来的那一天。
Sinless perfection is not possible on earth.
在世上，对我们来说，没有罪的完全是不可能的。
I wish it were.
我真的很希望这个是可以成为现实。
But in the next chapter, Paul's going to say, "The good that I want to do, I don't do."
在罗马书他后面那一章里面，保罗就提到，我有心成，我愿意做的却，但是我愿意行善的，但是我却行不出来。
He's also going to say the evil that I don't want to do, I do.
但是那恶者的那犯罪的事情我不想做的，但我却做了。
I find them the principal evil is present in me, the one who wishes to do good. That's in Rome. Here, let me just tell you the verse. You can just read the verse. Romans 7.
Romans 7:21.
I believe Paul is writing Romans chapter 7 from the perspective of a Christian.
我相信保罗在写第七章的时候，他是从一个基督徒的观点来写。
The evil that we don't want to do, we do.
我们不想行恶的时候，但是我们却做了。The
good that we want to do, we don't do.
我们想行善的事，但是我们却做不出。A
death has occurred.
一个死亡已经产生了。The
second point is a burial has occurred.
第二点,
Look at Romans chapter 6.
第二点, 回到罗马书的第六章这里, 一个葬礼也产生了。Verse
4, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬。The
significance of the believer's burial with Christ is proof of the death to sin.
因此我们与基督一同埋葬，就是我们对向着罪而死的一个非常确凿的证据。A
burial indicates the completeness and finality of death.
那埋葬呢，它也就代表了我们在死亡的过程中，这已经完全了，它这个死已经画上了一个句号。
I get to serve as a hospice chaplain.
我同时也是医院里的那个牧师。
I get to conduct quite a few funerals.
我曾经主持过不少的葬礼。
And this might sound strange, but I enjoy preaching funerals.
听起来可能很奇怪，但是我非常喜欢主持葬礼。
Because I enjoy giving the gospel.
因为我喜欢在葬礼上传扬福音。
And you typically have a lot of unbelievers at these funerals.
因为在葬礼上往往会有很多非信徒在那里。
Recently I did a service just at the graveside.
在最近的一次，我就是在墓地旁边来主持了一个葬礼。This
was for a Christian woman.
这是为了一个基督徒的一个妇女。She
had had a stroke.
她有一个中风。She
couldn't speak.
她说不出话了。
So when I visited her, she tried to talk, but couldn't.
当我去看她的时候, 我就发现她非常想说, 但是她说不出。
But she could sing.
但是她可以歌唱。
I sang songs with her when I visited her.
所以当我去看她的时候, 我们一起在那里唱歌。
And the part of the brain that controls singing was still working.
可能在他的大脑里控制唱歌的那一部分还是能够正常工作。
We sang Amazing Grace.
我们唱奇异恩典。
And this poor lady confined to a bed.
她躺在那个床上，病床上。
Sang with me, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
后面一起在唱奇异恩典，那奇异恩典来救赎我这样一个不配的人。
So we were outside at this graveside service.
我们在户外那个墓地的旁边。
And it was cold.
非常冷。
It felt like Halloween, did you know?
在差不多是在 Halloween, 万圣节的那一段时间，这里都下雪了。
Does it snow in China?
在上海下雪吗？有人知道吗？
Does it snow in China?
No, no.
Sometimes? What would it be like?
上海的位置对于美国来说大概是哪里呢？大概哪里？Probably somewhere North Carolina or South Carolina. Right? Georgia, oh no, not Georgia. Georgia to ten.
When we buried her, it added a finality to this.
当我们埋葬她的时候，就对这现实画上了一个最终的句号。
She's really dead.
他是真正的死掉了。
She's completely dead.
他完全的死了。
In the same way, I am not to be involved with sin.
这也就是像我应该在罪里面不再有任何牵涉。
Her name was Sharon.
他的那位女士的名字叫做 Sharon。
I never get to sing with Cheryl
again. 我不能再和 Cheryl 一起唱诗了。
That's the word.
直到我们在天上再见的那天。
I can't have a conversation with her.
我不可能再与她有对话。
Because he's dead.
因为她已经去世了。
I should not have anything to do or any interaction with sin because I've died to it.
这就如我不应该与罪再有任何的牵涉，因为我在罪里面已经死了。
A burial has occurred.
葬礼已经举行。
The purpose of the believer's burial with Christ is that a new quality of life would emerge.
与基督同埋葬的意义呢？就是我们才会有新品质的新的生命出现。
If you look at Romans chapter 6,
那我们再回到罗马书第六章。
Verse 4,
第四节。
Just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
人是叫我们一举一动都有新生的样式，就是像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
The word translated as new has the primary meaning of newness in quality as opposed to newness in time.
这里的更新的意思是在品质上有的更新并不是说在时间上。
A new quality of life.
一个新品质的生活。
The third truth is a resurrection has occurred.
第三个要点就是一个得救重生也产生了。
Verse 5.
在第五节中。
For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his.
第五节，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
The condition of the believer's resurrection is union with Christ's death.
所以说，我们信徒能够复活的一个首要条件，就是在基督的死里面与他联合。
Charles Hodge wrote this, There can be no participation in Christ's life without a participation in his death, and we cannot enjoy the benefits of his death unless we are partakers of the power of his life. I don't think it's up there.
Okay. 那在基督 在基督的生命里，如果我们要有一份，我们在基督的生命里，我们如果要有份，我们就在他的死亡里，我们也必须要有份，并且我们在他的死亡里不能享受到这些这些益处，除非我们在他的生命里能够，除非我们能够参与到他的生命的能力。
This is talking about a present spiritual reality.
这里在讨论的就是一个非常现在的一个在灵里的状况。
Look at 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3.
在彼得前书第一章第三节
1 Peter 1:3
第一章第三节
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in his great mercy because he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Because of our death to sin, we no longer have to sin.
因为我们在罪里死了，我们就不需要再去犯罪。
Because of our resurrection with Christ, we can please God.
我们与基督一起复活，我们才能来使神，我们才能使神喜悦。
I don't have to sin because of the death.
因为我已经死，所以说我们不需要再去犯罪。
I can please God because of the resurrection.
如果没有复活，我就不能来喜悦神，来受神的喜悦。
It's all about the gospel.
这些。都是有关福音。
What is the gospel?
福音是什么？
Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
神照着经文，他为我们的罪死。
He was buried.
他埋葬。
And he rose again from the dead.
他从死里再次复活。
You can read about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
这个你可以在哥林多前书第一章里面可以读到。
You need to know this.
但是你要能够记住它。
You need to know this before you can act this out.
你必须要能够知道了解，然后你才能这样行出来。
You need to know that a death has occurred.
你必须知道一个死亡已经产生了。
I don't have to sin.
我不需要再去犯罪。
A burial has occurred.
一个葬礼已经产生了。
It's complete.
已经完成了。
I don't have to live in this sin.
我不需要在罪里面再生活。
And a resurrection has occurred.
一个复活也产生了。
I can do what's right.
我可以做什么事？我可以做对的事。
You don't need to raise your hand, but I want you to think about it.
你并不需要举手，但是我希望你能够思考一下。
What sin do you struggle with?
你有没有在什么罪里挣扎？
Do you have one in mind?
你有没有一个？
You don't have to do it.
你不需要再挣扎。
You can change.
你可以改变。
Because a death has occurred, a burial has occurred, and a resurrection has occurred.
因为一个死亡产生了，葬礼也产生了，复活也产生了。
I'm not saying that you will become sinless.
我不是说你就会完全无罪。
But I am saying that you can sin less.
但是我想说的是，你可以减少犯罪。
The certainty of the believer's resurrection.
我们信徒的复活的必然性
is talked about in this text. Romans chapter 6,
是在第罗马书第六章第六节。
For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his.
我们落在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
This word in Greek refers to something that is absolutely certain.
在希腊原文里面，这里指的是这个经文指的非常确认确完全的确定。
It's a sure thing.
是一个完全的事，完全的确定事。
What are the practical implications of the believer's union with Christ's resurrection? What does it mean for our daily lives?
那么我们对我们信徒在基督 的复活里与他联合，对我们的生活中究竟有哪些实际应用呢？有什么意义呢？
We have the ability to please God.
我们有能力来取悦神。
Only through Christ.
只有通过基督。
Look over at John chapter 15, verse 5.
如果我们看一下约翰福音。
John 15, 5.
第十五章。
I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
约翰福音第五章第五节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
We have to remain connected to Christ.
我们要与耶稣，我们要与基督常连结。
You have to be in the Word.
你必须藏在这个话语里。
You have to read your Bible.
你必须读你的圣经。
You have to meditate.On your Bible.
你必须要思考你的圣经上的话。
You have to memorize scriptures.
你必须对经文都要能够记背下来。
Do you?
你做到了吗？
Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you.
让神的话语能够丰丰富富的在你的生命里。
This book will keep you from sin.
这本圣经能够使你远离罪。
Or sin will keep you from this book.
反过来说，如果罪，它也会诱惑你远离这本书。
And when you blow it, when you make a huge mistake,
如果你失败了，如果你犯了很大的错误，
when you sin,
如果你犯罪了，
admit it.
承认，坦诚。
Don't make excuses for it.
不要找任何借口。
Well, James, if you hadn't said that to me, I wouldn't have said the other to you.
如果静月你没有这样对我说的话，我也不会那样对你说。
In other words, it's James' fault.
换句话说，我的意思说，这都是静月的错。
Now, of course, I'm totally making
it up. 当然，我完全这只是在举例。可能静远对我说了什么，但是这并不能是我的借口。我，因为我们已经有了能力，我们要来取悦神。你的第一个罪不能成为你犯第二个罪的借口。
Even if it's a 90%, 10% situation.
就算是大概 90% 或者 10% 的这样一个带 的对比的几率。
Even if that 90% of the problem is right here.
就算是 90% 竟然是对的。就算在我在思想里，我可能认为90%的错是在于靖远，10%在我。 神对我的期待是什么？处理我自己那百分之十。啊，我可能我应该要对你说啊，弟兄，对不起，我这样说这样做是错的。你会原谅我这样做的吗？那么他。
We have the ability to please God.
我们有能力来取悦神。
Because a death has occurred, a burial has occurred, and a resurrection has occurred.
因为在罪里死，在罪里埋葬，在罪里再复活，都已经产生了。
We can handle temptation.
我们可以。
We can overcome it.
我们可以来我们来克我们可以来处理我们。抵制我们的诱惑。
We can change.
我们也可以改变。
We can live consistently.
我们可以一贯的执着的生活。
We can understand the word.
我们也可以能够明白理解那神的话语。
1 Corinthians 2:14 teaches unbelievers cannot.
在哥林多前书第二章十四节这里提到，但作为非信徒来说，他们没有办法理解神的话。
We can have fellowship with God.
我们也可以与神一起有连结，有交通。
Because of our union with Christ's resurrection, we have new life.
因为在基督耶稣里，我们与他连结，我们的生命更新了。
Three transforming events have occurred.
三个形状的改变产生了。
You have to know these in order to gain victory over sin.
你必须要明白这三点，我们才能对罪，我们宣布我们的胜利。
A death has occurred, which enables us to be free from sin.
一个在罪里的死，使我们在罪里得自由。
A burial has occurred.Which attests to the completeness and finality of that death to sin.
在罪里的埋葬也为这个罪。
A resurrection has occurred, which enables us to live as God would have us to live.
在罪里面，我们复活的产生，也让我们能够按照神的意愿，按照神的旨意，再像他那样活。
A new position demands living life in a new way.
那我们这个新的身份，我们的新的身份的位置，要求的就是要有个新的生活的方式。
It's all about the gospel.
这些都是关于福音。
It's all about our position.
是关于我们的位置。
It's all about our union with Christ.
是关于我们与基督与基督联合。
You can change.
你可以改变。
You can become more holy.
你可以更加的成圣。
Not perfect.
可能并不完全。
But you can sin less.
但是你可以少犯罪。
Until you die or Jesus comes again.
直到你死去的那日子，或者耶稣再来的日子。
Let's stand for prayer.
让我们一起来起立，让我们一起来祷告。